diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
To another edition of Back Porch Blugger. So I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is a show recorded between Christmas and New Year. So it's got smatterings of Christmas still in it and just various other little tidbits of bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to get right on with that. Claire Lynch and her fine band is going to play a tune next. She does the lead vocals, Jim Hurst, a guitar player, David Harvey, mandolin player, and Missy Raines on bass do a fine job of this song that I first heard with the Osborne Brothers. Great song written by Richard Stadler. And Dobro was played by Rob Ikes. At Dobro, you hear coming in, Up This Hill and Down, Up This Hill Again. Great song, Claire Lynch.
In the morning till 12 o'clock at night.
What a very inventive fade on that song. Claire Lynch and her very good band playing Up This Hill and Down. Well, I had the privilege of going from Hamilton in New Zealand here over to Whangamata just a couple of days ago with my son Tim. He's got a 30-foot boat at the marina there, 100-year-old boat, nice old woody, and we were going to go out in the water and see if we could catch a fish or two. And when you're going from Hamilton to Whangamata, it's a lovely drive through peaceful countryside as far as Pairoa, and then we go through the Karangahake Gorge, which is a beautiful gorge, river running in it, steep cliffs, and then we go to Waihee, and then up this hill and down. There's some hills that you go up and down to get to Whangamata, and that's why I thought of that song. We had a lovely day out on the boat. Any day out on the boat is a lovely day. Caught a couple of fish that we had to throw back because they were too small, and had a great time and got home, and it was really good fun. And while we're traveling, it takes a couple of hours each way. While we're traveling, Tim pulled up a playlist on his phone, and sort of country bluegrassy sort of playlist, and this song came up and I really enjoyed it. I know we do it when we play with the Trendwiths at gigs. We fit this into a bit of a medley of songs. But here's a great version of it from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? This is Gillian Welsh and Alison Krauss singing I'll Fly Away, and backed by Mike Compton on mandolin and Chris Sharp on the guitar. And it's a wonderful version. We're listening to it from his playlist as we went up this hill and down between here and Whangamata. Here's I'll Fly Away.
Home. just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys will never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Oh, isn't that a pretty version of it? Just so nice. And the foundation laid down by that guitar and the mandolin is just magic. Oh, we'll have an instrumental now from the master Jerry Douglas, fine resonating guitar player. And this is from his 1992 album, Slide Rule. Good name. And the band he had was himself on Dobro, Scott Nygaard on guitar, Mark Schatz on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Adam Steffi on mandolin, and Craig Smith on banjo. Well, you can't get better than that. And this tune, written by Daryl Anger, and it's got a great name. So any instrumental that's got a great name has got to be good as in my book. It's called Ride the Wild Turkey. And I can't even imagine trying to ride a wild turkey. But Jerry Douglas does on his Dobro. Let's hear what it sounds like. Thank you. That's what it's like to ride a wild turkey, folks. Pretty flat out. Sounded great. We got to hear from Larry Sparks now from his album New Moon Over My Shoulder that came out in 2019. He's got his own band here, himself playing guitar and doing lead vocals, Evan Wilson on mandolin and some harmony vocals, Ron Stewart on banjo, Michael Fagan on fiddle, and Matthew Batten on bass. And this is an old Roy Acuff tune called Down in Union County. Bluegrass music, as you like to expect from Larry Sparks. Pretty simple song, not many words to it, but it makes a great song. From Roy Acuff, that was. I haven't heard him do it. I must study up, have a listen to what it originally sounded like. You're listening to Free FM 89.0, independent community media, Hamilton, New Zealand. Put all those things together and you've got a bluegrass show. Isn't that amazing? I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and somewhere along the line I accumulated a large collection of LPs and CDs, and they're what I choose from to make this program. So that's why you get a strange variety of music happening. All things, everything from very straightforward old bluegrass, the occasional dash of modernism, and every now and then just something a little bit sideways. I like some of the sideways music especially, but I guess my favourite is just a good regular bluegrass music, and that's what you get mostly. Hope you're enjoying it. A big shout out to all the people who are listening on Access Radio throughout New Zealand, Canada and the USA. Thank you very much for tuning in and leaving your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. I hope you find something interesting in this show, a tune that you like, something that tickles your fancy and you think, oh, I haven't heard that one for ages. That would suit me perfectly to know that that was happening. Lots of people tune in on podcasts too. Thank you very much for letting me accompany you on walks and motorbike rides and car rides and things by your podcasts. I really enjoy knowing that I can be heard all around the world with just my take on the bluegrass music. So much happening out there. It's hard to keep up. I don't even try to keep up with what's going on. But the next tune is a modern tune, and it's keeping up with what's happening in New Zealand. And this is a fine young band, mostly young, called You, Me, Everybody. And the band is Lawrence Frangos Rhodes, who plays guitar, writes the song, sings lead. Sam Frangos Rhodes, who plays mandolin or fiddle or both, and does vocal harmony. Nat Talkington on banjo. He also played with the Pippi Pickers. Fine banjo player. Kim Bonington on guitar and vocals, both lead and harmony. And Rob Henderson on bass. James Gaelic used to play bass with him, but he went overseas. Rob Henderson is the replacement. And You, Me, Everybody comes up with some great songs, and this is a pretty new recording, and we'll just see if we can get it up and running for you. It's one called Misdirection.
Should have called you and I said I would. I know the lesson, but I wish I could do things different, turn back the time. I know that now, but it's far behind. Slow and steady doesn't win the race. Even if you keep consistent pace, might just get you there across the finish line. Doesn't mean that you'll be there on time. There is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me. When the times were good, now they're gone, I'm misunderstood. I spend too much time stressing about the past. Seems to me the only thing that lasts is that there is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble, and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray? The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. It's another day. I watch the sunrise, then begin to fade. Will I regret this, the things I've done? Is this a lesson, or have I become aware of the sense of outrageous misdirection? It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble, and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray the thoughts that are faster than the words that I can say? Should I slow myself down? Can I begin to convey that the mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high? The weight of my heart is tearing me apart.
Well, that was You, Me, Everybody with their new song. I hope you enjoyed that. That's some very creative bluegrass music coming out of New Zealand here. And I wish them well with the song. I hope they can get to play it lots and lots of places, and people will really enjoy it. In the meantime, we'll play some bluegrass from about 50 years ago, New Zealand bluegrass. This is myself on banjo, my wife Colleen Trendworth on fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, and I think Ann Kirkpatrick on bass. It's a tune that we just called our Irish medley, and we thoroughly enjoy sort of playing this sort of tune. It sort of gets the fiddle at its best. And it's always good fun to play for an audience. I love the Irish stuff, and it sounds like this. The Irish medley, two tunes in there that just raced along. Always good fun to play, and I hope you enjoyed that. Digging back even further into the Bluegrass archives, this is a tune from the early 1950s, Jimmy Martin and the Osborne Brothers, which is a classic bluegrass tune called Chalk Up Another One, and it goes like this.
Dear, for every broken heart, for every life you've ruined, 'cause you think you're so smart. I never even had a chance, and now my life is lost. Once more you've had your fun, and you don't care how much.